tell you about ours a little bit, and I get to wrap up this series we've done, Christ in Us. So, man, we're super blessed. Like, so Christmas morning for us, it looks a little different every year, but this year what we were able to do is both sets of our grandparents were with us for, you know, about an hour to watch the kids open their gifts, and isn't that cool to have a family that can have, like, you know, both sets of grandparents, and they, you know, and you can pull that off. And so it was like super special to have that. And, you know, our kids, you know, they're getting older, a little funny. And, you know, there was just like, you just never know where joy comes from. Like Camille, she got a stuffed penguin, and she really liked it. And I mean, she was happy. I'm like, well, okay, you know, I don't know. Hey, if you want an interesting YouTube journey, go look up some documentaries of penguins. They're not fluffy and cute. Like, I'm just saying. Like, there are some things about penguins you should know, and they aren't clean animals. They aren't. But we had a really super, super fun Christmas morning, and, you know, the kids, and then, you know, then the grandparents kind of exit and go various directions. And then for us, you know, we kind of had the Christmas morning deal, and then we had, I don't know, it was like 6 or 7 hours before our next Christmas thing. So we were having a Christmas dinner where me and Jen just toast, and we basically invite anyone in our family that is available. So if they have stuff, that's okay. But if they need a place and they would like to come eat dinner with us. So it just ends up like Christmas, I'm like looking around. I'm like, well, I mean, it's not enough time to go hunting. It's, you know, the kids, they're doing their thing. And Jen is, I'm like, well, and I'm just kind of looking around. I'm, you know, in Alford's, we don't do real well idle, you know. And I made it about 10 minutes inside and just looking around, and then the kids, and I'm like, well, okay. And then I know this is gonna sound weird, but it's what I wanted to do, is I just kind of felt like it, like, man, I think I'm about to move some rocks. And my wife loves rocks. In our entire marriage, I've been moving rocks. We landscape with rocks. We have a pile of rocks here, and then 2 years later, we don't want that one there, and then we move rocks, and that's just what we do. We have rocks all around our property, and our house we came from, we had rocks, and we just, I've been moving rocks for 20 years, really. We have this place in our driveway that I've been, like, really slowly working on, and here in a few days, it's been about a year since I hurt my knee, and I've really just not been able to do, like, pretty heavy lifting and labor yet. And I just felt like God was just like, it's okay. I'm like, really? I can move rocks? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm in. So Christmas, I went outside, got my stuff, pickaxe, and I'm moving rocks. And I got to be honest, even though I got the green light from the Lord, I think that first rock was small, and it was a little test. It's like, okay. But, you know, 6 hours later, you know, I've moved a lot of rocks. And I just want to share with, like, what God was doing in my heart. Is that okay? I know this is kind of weird, but Christmas rocks, like, you just have to forgive me. So I'm moving these rocks, and then I started having this thought, because I knew I was speaking, and I've just, have you guys enjoyed this Christ in Us? Like, I really have. When you look at Christmas lights and carols and that Christ in Us, I just started having this, just couldn't get these thoughts out, is I really felt this. So let's read this again. I know this is probably the 100th time we've read it this month and talked about it in Colossians. We're wearing it out. But it's important. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. when I was looking at that verse, and as I was thinking about it, as I was moving rocks, let me just kind of, goodness gracious, I forgot to even say which translation I grabbed this from. You know, some of the Bible stuff out there is so helpful. So I had the verse up, and I think I had like 30 translations, just one after another. And I was just reading through them, all the different translations of this verse. Let me read this to you. So God decided to let his people know this rich and glorious secret, which he has for all his people, right? So when it's talking about Gentiles, the nations, for all his people, this secret, right, this mystery, this secret is that Christ lives in you, and he is our only hope for glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So, okay, I know this is crazy. This is just how I think as I was moving those rocks. I really was just thinking about my family. I was thinking about our kids. I was thinking about you guys. And you know, that's really the answer right there. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Okay, let me break down it just a little bit. The hope of glory. Do you know what? When I mess up, what I tend to do, what happens, is I put my hope in something else. Okay, so sometimes I put my hope in chocolate cake, ice cream, right? Stress eating's a thing. Sometimes I put my hope in my intellect. Maybe I can think my way out of this problem. Maybe I can work a little harder. Sometimes I put my hope in doctors. Sometimes I put my hope in Tylenol. Sometimes I put my hope in being angry, or my emotions, or my attitude. Sometimes I put my hope in other things. Do you guys kind of do that sometimes too? Do you know anytime I put my hope in any other area than where it's supposed to be, that's where I get a little off. That's where I start getting bad results or bad fruit. And then having to learn to believe Christ in us, the hope of glory. Man, as I was praying, as I was thinking, as I was moving those rocks, I just had this thought, and I know this is going to be a little weird, but here's the framework that I was thinking about. When I am sad, Christ in us is the solution. Right? Like, we just got through the Christmas story, okay? Let me summarize it really fast. Jesus came. He was born. He died on the cross. And he sent the Holy Spirit in to us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So when I'm sad, when I'm thinking about a sad situation, when there's something in my heart broken, Christ in us. It's inside of me. The Lord, the Savior, he came inside of me. Christ in us. So what that means is, when I'm sad, I don't have to stress eat or be frustrated or try to distract myself. Or you guys know, you know people, you have friends, right? Have you seen like what happens? Like, you know, we talk sometimes about like addictions and like some of that stuff and depression and all that stuff, right? That's kind of like long-term sad. But what is that just really? Really, that's just somebody trying to do something, whatever the something is, to cover up the pain inside. But we have this super cool ministry here. We call it Seed Digging. If you haven't gone to our website, it's really simple. There's a link on our website at gfcabot.com. You go to Seed Digging, you click the little button, and you can sign up. You can do it virtually, like one of those remote meetings. You can do it on the phone. You can do it in person. And you know really what Seed Digging, that whole thing is? It's just connecting Christ with that place inside. Letting him touch that place, because you can't work, you can't cover it up, you can't addictions, like whatever the thing is, like that's not his design. Everything in this world is designed to point straight back to him. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Okay, so when my kids, and you know that means a lot of different things, you know, right now, when my Camille is driving on the highway, Christ in us. You know, parents, if you haven't, and some of you are, you've got this down, I know, but teenage drivers, it's a thing. You know, you have to trust that she's going to make great decisions, that she's going to pull out when she's supposed to, slow down when she needs to, pay attention, stay off her phone. And you guys know the crazies out there, right? Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let me just expand that. Some of you guys have adult children that live all over the place, not in our town anymore. In some cases, other countries, like they're spread out. They're all over the place. And some are exactly where you'd hope to be, and like some aren't, you know, like all this stuff. What do you do with that? Do you know what the solution is? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So here's what I was thinking about, man. If you have kids and you have a burden for where they're at, here's what I'd suggest. I'd get with the Lord. Man, I promise you, if you get with God and you start talking with him, we call that praying, right? He has so much hope and desire and guidance and ideas for you. Parents, I promise you, you start praying for your kids, even if they're in the adult years, and it's Christ in you. Send that text message. Hey, love you, thinking about you, praying for you this week. Hey, this is what I heard. This is what I'm thinking about. And encouraging. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're the perfect parent for them. You really are. And God's plan inside their lives is unstoppable. That's what I just was hearing when I was moving rocks, as I was thinking about some of the situations and just what's going on. Parents, if your kids are in the younger category, and it's like, can we please get through Walmart without a fit? Can we make it without making a scene? Can we get to, oh my goodness gracious, seriously, do they have to put every single flavor of every single candy bar right next to us as we're standing in line waiting? 1,000 opportunities to grab something. Man, Walmart, they're smart, okay? Like, I get it. You know what the solution is? It really is the same thing. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Parents, you get the opportunity to show them what it's like to have a desire, something you want in your heart, and it's not the right time. How to learn self-control, how to learn how to act right, how to smile, how to learn that the person in front of you and behind you is actually more important than the Snickers bar. Smiling and looking at them and saying hello is more important than stuff. The stuff stays around here, if you haven't known that yet, right? When we go up to heaven, we leave our stuff. Although I am convinced cookies and cream ice cream is in heaven, just saying, it absolutely is. But the thing that's incredible for you guys, parents, is no matter what stage you're at, wherever your kids are, right? If potty training is at the top of your mind and not your kiddos, I know the struggle. Surviving Walmart, I get it. If your kid has moved out and it's been decades, and you have a desire for them to have a thriving relationship with the Lord, and they're not quite there yet, I promise you, parents, you're the perfect parent to pray and call out what's already inside to come out. And I know that's a little hard. Here's really kind of how I'm looking at it. Financially, at work, dreams, hopes, and desires, it's Christ in you. What does that really, really mean? It's that connection on the inside that comes out with us and Him. Here's something that was that came out about halfway through this rock moving thing for me is, and I know this sounds kind of weird, but I'll just be vulnerable and just trust me, right? Feelings are weird. Is that okay? Like feelings, like, I don't know. I'm moving these rocks and I keep getting more excited. I was like, my goodness, God, this is so cool. Like load after load after load, and I'm still walking. And like, there's a couple times I'm like, okay. And, you know, Jen, she pretty well lets me do things. And when I'm in like manual labor mode, she doesn't really check on me. But man, she probably came outside about 15 times. Like, I don't know. Like, she just came swinging by. She's like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And then she's like, okay, kind of want to check on your progress. What do you mean check on my progress? I'm moving rocks, girl. Like, and eventually I'm like, oh, she remembers this past year. Yeah. Where I spent like 4 months in crutches and the whole bit. I'm like, oh yeah, I got you. As I was moving these rocks, I just had this thought. And I felt like this a long time, actually since I was a teenager in a weird way. I've always felt like God was training me for something. Like, I have just always had this thought and idea, and like in spiritual stuff here in the church, even at work, like I've always felt like I'm in this intense training program. And eventually, like if you're in a training program a really long time, eventually, like you'll ask, what am I training for? You know? Like, so Christmas, about 2 o'clock after about 4 hours of, or maybe 5 hours of rock moving, and thinking about you guys and this Christ in us thing, here's how I just walked out. I was like, okay, Lord, I just had this thought, what am I training for? And it kind of made me feel a little awkward and weird. And I said, okay, Christ in us. So I just asked the Lord. And He reminded me, I heard a sermon recently, and He reminded me of something that Moses, and it was just encouraging to me, that Moses was, me and my dad talked about it just the other day, yesterday. He was in a training program for like 80 years. Before he got to do what God called him to do, in a sense. And all of a sudden, I was encouraged. Not that I was like super sad. It was just like God encouraged me. He's like, yeah, you're okay. Being in a training program's okay. And it was that simple. It was just a thought. But me taking that extra little step and saying, what does that mean for me, Christ in us? The hope of glory. For me at that moment was just to hear His voice and be like, oh, okay, being in a training program's all right. So here's my challenge this morning. When, fill in the blank, Christ in us. When I get angry, when I'm sad, when I miss my kids, when I am challenged at work, when I can't pay my bills, when I am stressed about a doctor's appointment coming up, when I have a family member that hurt my feelings, when I have a need, when I have a hope, when I have a desire that isn't fulfilled yet. Christ in us. Like, isn't that pretty crazy? Like, to believe that the very answer, the thing that sometimes we forget, right, when we put our hope in something else, really what it is, it's the Christ in us, the hope of glory, is where the answer comes from. Like, he designed this whole plan. And I don't mean to be, like, oversimplifying the gospel. That's not my goal. My goal is really just to say that every time I have a win situation, God's answer is always there. And as I've gotten a little older and having a few more reps in, you know, what I've learned is the faster I go to him, the faster the answer and the solution comes. And the slower I go to him, the more encouragement I get, right? And eventually in society, you'll get encouragement for outside forces. If you drive fast enough, eventually the police will encourage you to slow down, right? Like, you get it. Okay, so like society and rules, that's kind of like last resort. That's what keeps our society from everyone just doing what they want. But I promise you, the closer, and I really believe this is happening, guys, Christ in us. Here's my last, really kind of, as I was wrapping up Carrying Rocks, this is what I was thinking about with this topic. Christ in us, the hope of glory. The other day, I was getting gas, and, you know, we've made it about as simple as you can get it, right? Like, I remember, I don't know, some of you guys remember, like, before we had, like, these plastic things that we used to carry around, we used to carry cash. Now, I haven't seen any of that since I got married, but I used to have it. Like, it was really cool. Like, it had pictures on it and stuff, and I was proud to have it, and like, I haven't seen cash. Sorry, girl. It's fine. Yeah. The gas station used to be like an experience. Like, you would used to have to, you know, out in the country, really, you'd have to, like, walk inside the building and give them cash. And then you even used to have to tell them which pump it was. But most of the time, it was only two pumps. But you got to tell them, pump one, $20. And yep, and then you went out, and you filled it in, and then you're like, oh, I got some change coming, and you're going back, and then they do the right? Like, that's what it used to be. Okay, so here's my thought, gas. Now, you don't even have to touch the thing. You can set your phone near it. You can do, like, it just beeps, it sucks the money away, and you don't have to talk or move. And the pumps, like, have you noticed over the years? Like, now the pumps are, like, 8 foot tall. Like, it is a barrier in between you and the person next to you. You don't even, and then, for a lot of people, that's too much. As soon as they're pumping, they're back inside their car. No human interaction. The other day, Jacob was in the truck with me, we were even joking. He was like, Jacob, woof, we're about to have to go in public, getting gas. Do you know what we did? It was really simple. Christ in us, the hope of glory. I smiled, and we talked about trucks for 30 seconds. That's what we did. He was pumping gas. I was pumping gas. We could have ignored each other. We couldn't have looked each other's eyes. We could have just acted like two guys, right? Stare at the ground, don't acknowledge. I know that's default. But I was there the same time he was there. And I think it mattered. So we just said hi. And we talked, and he got his gas, and I got mine. Well, you know, I really do believe Christ in us, the hope of glory. I really wasn't joking about the line at Walmart. Like, the person in front of you and behind you is actually more important than the stuff you're getting or the advertisements on the side. I just think that. Man, you think how much, and those are just strangers, right? people that we run into, I'm like, think how much bigger impact it is for the family and the people God placed in your life, your kids, your uncles, your aunts, the people that God actually has put your family together with. Man, if I can believe that for somebody at a gas station, I know I can believe that for my cousins that don't know the Lord. And, right, like, I'm just being honest. Like, don't forget, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? God could have designed this a totally different way. He could have a big screen up in the sky that plays, and he could broadcast, and he could get all of our attention all at the same time. But that's not what he did. He sent a baby down to earth who died for us, and he went back up into heaven, and he sent down the Holy Spirit who's inside of us so that we get to have a relationship and partner with him our whole lives. For our friends, for our families, for the people in the gas station and everywhere else. Like, that's really the plan. So for me, when I hear Christ in us, that's what I'm thinking about. I take advantage as much as I can, and I mess up all the time. Sometimes I just get gas. Sometimes I'm just in a hurry. Sometimes I'm thinking about three things ahead, and I just am in my own world, right? Like, I'm that happens often to me. Sometimes I'm at work and I'm frustrated, and I've got to be honest, the first thought I have isn't Lord. Sometimes it takes me a minute. But as I mature with him and I get closer, a little closer every day, hopefully, and even when I don't, that's okay. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So I would really like for you to, if you can, if you've got like something on the top of your mind, marriage, kids, money, whatever it is, partner with the Lord. And if you get stuck, sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes I'm sad and I don't know why. Sometimes I get way more angry than I should. Sometimes I come home and I'm tired and one of the kids and I'm not quite as patient or loving or kind or right. Like, all of that happens. But if you get stuck, really, if you haven't tried seed digging, I would really encourage you to. It's really that simple. On our website, book an appointment and go after it. And all it really is connecting you with the Lord about an area. It's usually a memory. Usually it has to do with judgment and like all this stuff, right? But usually, like, all God does, he comes in and he touches that place, and it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, and it just works. And then as you start getting more reps in and you start doing that, and even for me, I get a little bit more brave out there. And I'm super excited about the new year and grace and what is about to happen with us as a community. And we got so many cool things starting with the new year that I'm really excited about. We've been working on it for a few months. But I just want to end with saying, if there's some place inside or in your life, kids, family, whatever it is, give it a try. He's going to tell you stuff. He's going to give you ideas. Parents, he's going to give you the right prayers. He's going to give you the right thoughts. He's going to give you the right words to send in that text message or that hug or that way you can serve them or whatever it is. Parents that are potty training, I don't know, you need to hear the Lord. Like, it's amazing. I don't know. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and he was just describing the struggle. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, bro, like, I don't know. At some point, he'll decide. Like, it will. He might be 18, but at some point, he'll figure it out. Like, I promise. It happens. You know, like, I get it. It's hard. But the really cool thing is, all the fruits of the Spirit, right? The patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, right? Like the fruits of the Spirit. You'll get more of that as you do more of this. That's how it happens. The more you look on the inside to connect with Him, the more that external stuff will start changing. The circumstances, the hard things, the emotions, all that stuff. So, okay. Well, I wanted to end here, and I wanted to pray. And I think we have some prayer teams, too, today. I don't know who they are, but I think Pastor Harvey's got some. Okay, if y'all could stand up for me, that'd be great. And I just wanted to pray real fast, and thank you guys for everything you did this Christmas season. The families that you helped us touch, the money that we were able to use, your time, the effort, the Christmas decorations, the like really just since Thanksgiving, you guys have been such a loving, giving church. You have made it easy for the pastors, for us to give and to support, and I can't thank you guys enough. It's really made a big difference. So, okay.